Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, March 19th. Jen, tomorrow's Friday.
It is Friday.
And then we get a little rest.
I hope so.
Right?
I hope.
A lot of people are getting rest every day. I don't think they like it, though.
Really? See, yeah, people that stay at home. I can so live that life.
I know, right?
Like, just chilling.
Doing nothing all day, right?
I love it. I can just do whatever I want.
I'll bet you for some people it's nothing new. You know, that's what they do all the time.
I mean, we live in a freelance world now, so many people work from home, and
right.
It's just a regular day in the neighborhood for some people.
I guess it is, you know?
Yeah.
When I woke up this morning, the sky was like spotless, cloudless, and it was blue. Now it's totally overcast.
It happened on my drive here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you brought the clouds in from downtown.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. And the thing is, when I went to bed last night, the weather was, it's going to rain this morning.
Yeah.
Now it's not raining at all. So they
it's
always lie
today,
to
though.
Us. No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Because I just looked. They said it's not. But then again, they're never right. So maybe you're right. You know?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
They just tell you what it is when it's happening, and that's when they're right.
Yeah. I know. They're seldom right, though. You know, I don't know why they even bother forecasting the weather, you know.
Back east, they'll be like, we're going to have 18 inches of snow, like, on Tuesday. And then, you know, it gets a day closer. They're like, it's only 12 inches now. And by the time it's the day of, they're like, well, it's just going to be a sprinkle.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Yeah. The hell
they
with the forecasting.
Know.
They don't know what the hell they're talking
they
about
have no
anyway.
Idea.
You know?
Yeah, I know. My boss's kid, she's in from London for the next 2 months, so I'm kind of doubling as personal assistant and nanny now. So
right.
I've been having like 8 hour long play dates, and I just get home at the end of the day and just completely pass out. It was like so hard to wake up this morning. And today she was like, all week she's been bugging me to go in the pool, and today was supposed to be the day. And I'm like, I woke up and I was like, it's raining, we can't go.
I don't have yeah, wow. I know, it can be pretty tiring to be with a kid for that long, huh?
She's seven.
Yeah.
And like, I have a ton of energy. I have pretty much the same energy levels as her, but I like tire out a little quicker.
Right.
Yeah. So yesterday we spent like 2 hours on the trampoline, and I was like, my back hurts.
2 hours on the trampoline. Wow.
Yeah.
But it's fun, you know?
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun, yeah. So
she's like, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, to be well, it's giving you some practice for when you have your own kids. You know,
I guess so.
Yeah, after a while, you start talking like the kids do. You know,
well, I'm a voiceover actor as well, so I already kind of do that.
Yeah, you talk to them like a baby.
Well, not like a baby. I just do a lot of weird voices and stuff. So.
Oh,
but
well,
yeah, it's a little insanity, but I'll survive. I've been through worse.
Yeah. Well, everybody, welcome to Thursday. We do have guests in the studio. We'll get to them in just a moment. And I just wanted to bring up the fact that the Japanese are saying they're going to go forward with the Olympics. You know, we have Olympics.
It's a leap year.
Right. Well, I don't think they're going to. Because nobody's going to go. Who the hell is going to go to the Olympics, you know?
And it's supposed to be in Japan.
Yeah, right. This summer.
Yeah, I don't think anyone wants to do that.
No, I think they're like, you know. I mean, it's hard to imagine having to cancel something like that. You
yeah,
know?
That's...
After you spend like billions and billions of dollars getting it ready, you know?
Yeah, I mean, even if they push it back a year, that's going to... It's just weird. It's going to change the whole course of like...
Yeah,
you know?
It will.
It's been on track for years.
I know. But you know what they're saying now? The U.S. is preparing for the pandemic to last up to 18 months or longer. How would you like that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow,
we're not looking
so
at
wild.
A couple months here, you know? We're all thinking.
It's going to be like stores burnt down. It's going to be an apocalyptic world for sure.
You, people are standing in line buying guns, and that's what I've wanted to do.
Yeah, my sister sent me photos from Philly. All the gun shops are, because my sister has firearms, and
yeah,
all the shops are like sold out now.
Yeah,
everyone's
ammo
preparing.
And everything,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty scary stuff. I don't know.
Like, we should all get some firearms or something.
Yeah, exactly. Protect ourselves, you know?
Get some knives or like... I have some really good kitchen knives because I'm a cook, so I have some great Brooklyn cuttery kitchen knives. They'll cut through anything. Believe me, I've cut my hand so many times.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Let's hope it doesn't get to that, Jen.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting. What, I'd have to fight someone east, with a knife? Well, my family has this weird sword collection. We've been collecting swords for a lot of years. And when my aunt died, she had a whole collection of like antique Japanese swords.
Right.
So my brother has three. I have three. Right. And then I think there's two more at my mom's house.
So someone comes to rob you, you're going to pull out a sword and start...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I get it.
Yeah. Sure, I'm pretty good with it, though. I'm pretty good. Sure, I've done a lot of practice, yeah. So it's good. I can throw down with a sword and an axe.
The only equalizer is a gun, you know?
That's the
only thing that'll that'll protect you.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's not talk about nasty things like this. We're going to... Enough of that stuff. We're joined by a musician, Jason. Welcome to the show.
How you guys doing out there?
Good. We're doing great. And,
yeah, we're here.
I'm sure people out there are doing just great too. You know, being hunkered down for a year and a half. You know, that would be cool.
It'll shake some things up. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah,
right.
For sure.
And you brought someone with you. Do you want to introduce her to us?
Yes.
He's okay. Like, no.
Say hi, Gianni.
Hello.
Well, get closer to the. She thought she wasn't going to talk. At least you can say hi and introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Gianni Motley.
Uh-huh. And how are you guys related?
It's my beautiful girlfriend.
Ah, good for you, man. She's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah,
oh, I'm awesome. So bashful.
Yeah.
Aww.
Oh, well. Welcome to the show. I know you don't want to talk much. We won't make you, but, you know. But you're supporting Jason, which is cool, right?
Anytime you feel then want to chime in, please do.
Okay, yeah, at any time. Your mic is on, so it will be. Jason, are you, that's your stage name?
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes.
Do you want to give out your real name or you don't?
I'd rather not.
Okay, that's okay. He's like a porn star, no real name. Just a stage name. How did you get the name Jason?
I got that name from people that hung around me, and then I kind of capitalized on it. So I got a saying and a meaning for what it means.
Uh-huh.
So J-Sun stands for on the rise. Mm. So
oh wow,
stands for
on the rise. Okay, yeah. So you're a rising star.
Yes, sir.
Cool. Are you originally from L.A.?
Compton, California.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
wonderful.
Straight out of Compton.
Straight out of Compton.
There you go. What was it like living up, growing up there? Was it pretty rough?
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
Right. It doesn't have a great reputation, Compton.
Doesn't have a great reputation, but that was home for me. So,
yeah.
It was pretty
That's
rough.
All you knew, huh?
Yeah, it was all I knew at the time, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have siblings, brothers, sisters?
Yeah, I have a lot of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you have a big family.
What are some great things about Compton that you think people should know that are not represented?
The Mecca music, obviously, but... we had great sports there. It has a lot of memories for me as far as like sports, music, big gatherings. It was a lot of togetherness in Compton, as opposed to like the gang violence and stuff, but it was a lot of togetherness as well.
Sure.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I think that's really
People
cool.
People get together.
Got to stick together, you know?
Right. Yeah. So, in music, you said several rappers came out of there, right?
Yes.
Who came out of there? Remind me.
You had Dr. Dre.
That's right, yeah.
You had YG, who is now out of Compton. Several artists. Right. Eazy-E as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. What about, what are they called? I forgot. It'll come back to me in a moment, then I'll ask you. But I think there was like a group or something that were...
NWA?
Yeah, NWA, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's what I thought, yeah. Do you know what it stands for, NWA?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
I guess they're the only ones allowed to say that, you know. I'm not touching that one.
That, no.
Beep beep beep.
Sound like a truck.
Beep beep beep.
Wow. So, growing up, you went to sports and stuff.
Yeah, I did gymnastics earlier.
Really?
Gymnastics for like 14 years. I did gymnastics, tumbling.
Really?
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, I started off with gymnastics, talent shows, gymnastics. I played basketball, but it was mostly gymnastics. I was amazed by like gymnastics, like Dominique Dawes, Sharon Miller. Those are the type of people I like to watch.
I mean, every time I see someone do a backflip, I'm just like, how?
How do they do that?
My brain knows how to do it, but I don't think that my brain and my body can communicate well enough to do it.
It's a lot of gravity, actually. It's the gravity. It's between you and the gravity, and that's it. Like, you have to catch your body for sure.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Can you still do some tricks?
I can tumble still. Yeah, I can still tumble.
Cool.
Wow. I haven't did it in a while, but I can still do it. It's just like it's a memory thing inside your brain.
For sure.
Yeah. Really?
Like riding a bike.
So you can get older and stuff, and your body can still do it, huh?
It's just
mind over matter.
I haven't been doing nothing lately, but I just think.
Might get hurt.
I get some good exercising, though, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
I get mining every day, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. So, and then, obviously, you got into music.
Yes.
Was that early on in your life?
Not really. I was just into sports and gymnastics early on, but then I started writing a lot. And as I began writing, I started building a craft of music.
Really?
But I actually was a writer before I even started doing music.
So what were you writing back then?
Poems, rhymes, just different stuff, yeah.
Wow, multi-talented guy here from Compton. There you go. A lot of respect for you, man.
Thank you.
Because you're touching on a lot of different things.
Right.
And you're bringing out the best in you, you know, and that's not something easy for people to do, you know?
Yeah. It has adversity. It has its ups and downs. But
did you get support from your family?
Yeah, my family. I got support from my family, but I got more support from my friends. They was in my corner a lot.
Right.
So, and they helped me get to where I was getting to. You know what I mean? And then
that's great.
Then being that my family, they're from the island. Like my family's from Belize. Like my dad and them.
Wow.
So it's a big family. So I get support from them.
Uh huh.
As well. Yeah.
Have you been back to Belize at all?
No, I haven't been. I was supposed to go 3 years ago for a family reunion, but because they was on hiatus too, as well as for like the government having their systems and politics problems, so I didn't get to go. But
because it is a beautiful place, right? I mean,
I was telling my girlfriend that we wanted to try to get over there for the next reunion.
Yeah,
I hear it's beautiful, and flights are so cheap right now.
We might have to get over there. We might have to get over there, you know?
Just go
hunker down over there. She's like, I'm not leaving L.A.
You'll get the plane for yourself, you know, and you don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. You just bring a thing of wipes, wipe down all the seats. It'll be fine.
You'll live over there and be comfortable, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, that's true. That's how I feel about being here versus coming from New York. I'm like, I'm at least here and comfortable.
You know, I bet you right now in New York, it's probably harder than here.
Oh, yeah.
To deal with all
this stuff. No one's going out anywhere. Like, everyone's on top of each other there because everyone lives in apartment buildings, you know, so it's the ultimate contamination. New York in general is like the ultimate contamination place.
Right.
And then now you bring this into it and it's...
A lot of big sewer rats over there for sure.
Oh my gosh. They're like literally the size of this like
look like cats.
Sanitizer wipe thing just like running around.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
trying to get to the pizza, huh?
Yeah, that good pizza. I know. People out here only eat Little Caesars and Domino's. I'm like they're like, "Do you want some pizza?" I'm like, "No, I don't
need
that."
Unless you find some good Italian
places. I don't eat Little Caesars. I'm from New York, sorry.
Are you from LA too? From the area here?
I'm originally from Chicago.
Really?
Yes.
And when did you move out here?
I came here in 1988.
Oh, so you've been here a while. This is home for you.
This is home.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
Do you go back to Chicago sometimes?
Yes, I usually go between 4 to 6 times a year.
Wow, that's a lot.
Well, I have a big family.
Really?
Yes.
So you keep going to visit them?
Yes.
Oh, very nice.
So the
nice.
Entire family is in Illinois.
So it seems like that's pretty much your job is to fly back there and forth because I don't see how you'd have time to do anything
else. Got to stay
connected.
I'm in the industry, so working here, we have hiatuses. So when we have hiatuses,
fly back there.
Yeah,
very nice.
Do you remember what month in 88 you came to L.A.?
September.
Okay. I was born in June.
June
in 88.
I was a young girl.
I was too.
Oh my daughter was born in 87.
So. Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. Close
enough. Okay. She's always the youngest in the room, so don't worry about it. Making everybody feel old. You
I
know?
Don't mean to.
No, I know.
I'm going to be 32 in June. I'm arriving.
Just by your presence, you make everybody feel older.
It's just the skin cream, I swear.
Yeah.
It's just a state of mind.
And a state of mind, yeah.
Yeah, the skin cream is making her stay 30. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm 25, I'll stay there.
Yeah. I don't know that I'd want to be 25. I always think I'm like, yeah, to be like in my early 20s again. And then I see a group of like 21-year-olds and I'm like, no.
Right.
No, I don't want to act like that.
It is different. You know, being in my 30s too, and I go to like different venues and you see like the crowd, you're like, I think I'm in the wrong place.
Yeah. Everyone's young, like at the right? concert, like watching the concert, like on their phone while they're recording it. I'm like, you know, it's like a real performance in front of you. Like this right. is like the magic of an artist's like
right.
life, you know?
Right. The size is important, you know?
Yeah.
Of all this, you know, the grandeur and everything.
Totally. But, we're the documentation generation though. If you didn't document it, it didn't happen.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. Right.
Yeah.
And do you remember we used to laugh at Japanese tourists that would take video and pictures all the time before phones, you know? And we'd always make fun of them because they'd take pictures of everything. Now we're even worse, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, maybe they knew something.
It's the world. Yeah.
You got to document everything. Right?
As she was speaking, like everything has to be seen. And if it's not, then you weren't there.
Right,
exactly.
It didn't happen, right?
Yeah, it's not captivated the right way.
No, it's like according memories don't mean anything.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to get that approval, you know?
Yeah, it's true. So, cool. So, let's get into some of your music. So, you were writing, you said poems and stuff like that.
Yes.
Did you like consciously start writing songs and stuff?
I would just write what's going on around me, what's going on with life.
Right. But in song form? Or did you write long form too, like in a book?
I would write like story form first.
Oh, really?
I started writing like story form, and then I started composing it to like song form.
Right.
So I would do a lot of storytelling first.
Oh, wow. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Very cool. And in your songs, you probably tell stories too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
Do you feel like previous artists who have come out of Compton have helped pave the way for newer artists that are up and coming, or do you feel like anyone gave you shit for doing what you do, or you know, things like that?
I'll tell you this much. I like Compton artists, but a lot of East Coast artists, I like the conscious stuff that they rap about and talk about. They're kind of deep and methodical with what they talk about. They have a lot of wordplay. I don't want to say nothing about the West Coast artists because I love those too, but just something about the East Coast artists is very different,
mm-hmm.
you know? So like Twali, Khalib, and Common and those type of artists, they're very deep, you know what I mean? So I like that type of stuff, actually.
Do you really?
Yeah, Mos Def, those type of artists. Is,
yeah.
But I still like the West Coast, the Kendrick Lamars and YGs and stuff, but something about the East Coast artists is
it's a different vibe, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Really? Wow. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. So you started writing your own songs and stuff about what your experiences and about your life and things like that.
I wrote about my life. I wrote about partying. I wrote about different type of drugs in the world. I wrote about just different things. I write about just whatever hits my brain.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, let's hear some.
I know. We like songs about drugs here.
Yeah, we do. No, we like kidding. Songs, conversations.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to bring this up to divert for a second, but... they're saying that they're linking weed now to temporary psychiatric symptoms. So,
yeah,
like,
I mean, it has psychiatric.
Yeah,
effects.
But I know, but I mean, it's they're saying it's, you know, it's pretty serious and stuff for some people. Like, it can be associated with schizophrenia and stuff, you know. So I don't know, but we smoke here. We don't.
I mean,
give
that
a
makes
shit,
sense
you know?
To me. Sometimes I'm smoking and I'm home alone and I hear like a weird tick and I'm like. Was that somebody's in the house? You know, it's like late at night.
It's
I'm
a
like,
greater being next to you.
Yeah, I'm like, there's definitely a burglar out there. I just like lock my door. I'm like, that's gonna stop them.
Right, exactly. But what can you do? You know, I'm stocking up. I got another ounce yesterday.
I don't have any delivered
to my house. If they put us on lockdown, I got to get some.
I've been sober for a week and a half.
So every day I get a little bit, you know.
Yeah, we're big smokers.
I get so much of it now. You know?
Sam and I went to this weed cafe, and there was this guy. I was sitting facing this way, and there was a guy who was having a conversation with his girlfriend. He was smoking a bong. He kept hitting the bong, and he just sits back, and he's like this. Girlfriend's just talking, and he's like just like sinking into his seat smiling, and I like watched the entire conversation while we were there. It was so ridiculous. She was just, you know, sometimes when you're smoking with people, some people don't shut up and then some people don't say anything.
Right,
he wasn't saying anything and she wouldn't shut up. It was so funny.
And he's like, she's ruined my whole fucking eye.
And he's just like in the twilight zone. Like I just like picture like little birdies tweeting over his head, like little whistles blowing.
Was that the weed cafe? Is that the one in L.A.?
Yeah. They call it Cannabis Cafe.
And, how is that?
It's pretty cool, actually. Yeah. It's kind of pricey, but you know, because you got to buy the weed there. But let's say you spend $30.
Yeah, you can smoke there. You can't bring your own weed, I heard, right?
Yeah.
No, you can, but they'll charge you 30. They'll charge you $30 a person, so you might as well
just
buy it here. Buy it there. And yeah, they have good weed and stuff. And then the food is kind of expensive, but it's worth it every once in a while. It's worth it. Go with a few friends. It would be pretty cool.
Yeah, the food was. It was like 15 to 20 a head, something like that.
Yeah, I think it's about like $20.
It's just open. When did it open? Like maybe like 4 months or something?
A few months ago.
Yeah, I was reading about that place.
Yeah. No, you should check it out. It's in Hollywood. It's not.
I would if I smoked, but I don't.
Oh, you don't smoke, so don't go there. The hell with that, man. You got nothing to do there.
Not for me, you know?
Yeah. Secondhand smoke, that's about it, you know?
Yeah, it's marijuana. It's okay. It ain't gonna do nothing to me.
But good for you, man. It's good to stay away from this shit.
It's a lot cheaper.
Yeah, I know. And I thought I was already over it after my stroke and everything, and I'm back to it now, you see?
Like full on?
Yeah. I mean, I'm buying fucking ounces, you know?
Yeah, how much do you have right now? Could you fill this container?
Probably.
Oh, wow, he's ready for everything. He's ready for the apocalypse. He's ready for the...
I'm ready for the apocalypse.
He's ready for the purge, everything.
No firearms for you, Sam.
I know. What the hell am I going to do, man? I like, climb the walls without it, you know? It's just because I get bored and I get lonely, and this is the best thing for me.
So what you do, you just roll up?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
Man. Yeah, we're heavy smokers. We all
doobies, huh?
Yeah,
we all have our problems. That's my problem.
So every time you hear something new on the news every day, you just go roll up, huh? Like,
exactly,
here we go.
I know, he's watching the news. He's like, I better call this delivery service real quick.
Exactly. Another city on lockdown. Well, time for another
ounce. He's like, 18 months. I better call up and get another ounce. Yeah. Like, shaking.
Exactly.
Do you guys believe that we will be down for 18 months? Like, and how are they doing as far as like the rent control and all that stuff? How are they doing?
Yeah, that's gonna be hard, man, with people having to pay their rent and everything, you know.
Yeah, I'm wondering what's gonna happen with that. Like, are people? I mean, California has like a no eviction policy, but New York City doesn't.
Right.
And New York City loves evicting people.
Yeah, but the landlords also. I mean, they're gonna be stuck without their money too.
Yeah.
So I think what they might do is they just might freeze everything. You know.
Yeah.
I think that's what might happen. You still owe it, but they're still going to freeze it. Although, how are you going to pay 10 back months of rent?
They'll have to do some kind of like prorate or like half rate or something. Because
I do see like for the month of April, if I'm not mistaken, I've seen for the month of April, they're not going to charge nobody. And I think they're not going to even get that back for the month of April.
Really?
I'm thinking like that's what I could have swore I've seen something like that on TV.
Such uncharted territory that you don't know what they're gonna do.
Yeah, we've never been here before.
They even themselves don't know.
This will make a big surge. This will a panic will happen for that for money. Yeah. That it'll be something that we won't ever see before. A panic,
right? Exactly. Because
I don't care if it's your landlord. They're gonna. I need my money. You know.
And yeah. The economy. Yeah. If the economy goes, and that's what I was worried about. All along, you know, because you can see it happening, you know. I mean,
it's already happening.
It's already happening.
Yeah.
Put it like this. I mean, it's happening because it doesn't have to be no martial law for it to be happening, because right now we're in martial law pretty much. Yeah, hey, check closed. It out. Everything's closed. Uh-huh. Like, stores is closed, everything. Like, this is already a sign of martial law without having to put it down.
They're saying the governor is thinking about it. Martial law.
I see that.
Because it's going to be not just police, but military out there.
Yeah.
That's pretty heavy.
I seen maybe like 3 years ago the military were doing drills in like the Walmarts.
Really?
So they already probably knew this was coming. They were shutting down a lot of Walmarts. You guys remember that? All the Walmarts are shutting down?
No, I don't remember.
They were shutting down
that,
a lot of Walmarts doing drills in those Walmarts.
Wow. Yeah.
Whoa.
It's it's pretty dark situation. I don't know what's going to happen.
Throw us in it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I think that the world needs to be shaken up anyway. I mean, nobody's shaken up like that.
This could be the great equalizer, you know?
Even though I know under the circumstances of what can happen, but a lot of things need to be shaken up. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing ever been done like this. So it could be a good and bad, but hey, you would never know until it happens.
It's true. I hope people are taking this time to, you know, be thankful that they get to spend time with their families and their friends and stuff like that. And
be more appreciative.
Yeah, put your phones down a little bit.
A little bit more, putting the phone down.
Yeah, just a little quality time.
We've been so divided in the country, you know, maybe this will bring people together a little bit.
I love being home with her. She cooks every day, you know?
Yeah.
I get to do a lot. I'm sure. My feet up, write some music, play with everybody, eat it up, you know.
I hope you help clean after dinner.
You see, make the best out of it, man.
She's like, say that again.
I hope I do clean. But she make dessert, so I gotta eat that too, you know.
Exactly.
You don't got to, but
you have to. You
it's
know what I mean?
Good.
Like my roommate's my roommate's a baker, and like first he made a batch of blueberry muffins, then he made a homemade focaccia.
That's our favorite.
Last night he made me my own batch of fresh homemade pretzels, and I'm like, come on, man, I just started hitting the gym again, like, you're killing me. Well,
they closing gyms, so now we got to make our house a gym, you know.
I know,
exactly.
Our
definitely.
Garage gym. Serious out
pretty
here.
Heavy stuff. So Jason, let's get to some of your music. I'm curious as to far some of the songs you made. So do you want to start with Vibin? Tell us a little bit about Vibin.
Vibin was what we were talking about. Vibin's a party song. It's about pills, edibles,
really?
Marijuana. Wow. Yeah, it's
that stuff you've seen around you, but you don't necessarily do it.
Well, no, I don't do it. But Vibin is just catching a vibe, like the moment, capturing the moment. So let's just say you did smoke a weed, and something looks good to you. It's just you're being in that moment. It's the vibe that you're in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm in a lot of vibe.
We all need a little more in the moment.
Right.
You know?
Right.
All right. So let's hear a little bit of Vibe in Jason. There you go. Made a video for it too.
Yes.
Pretty
check
cool
it out.
Video.
Thank you.
Yeah, he gets to sit with beautiful women and
zips in a Range Rover, blue edges, two baddies, yeah, I killed that. Go hard when I do it, make a feel like. Got bags of the ice, call them chill packs. Ice cream, soft serve, come and get that.
Sliding down Sunset, sativa, she blowing. Mountains lined up, it's raining, it's snowing. She drop that. It's designer, she gon' drop that. She drop that. Herb, got pills, smoke fire, go chill. We lit, let's sip, can't do it like this. Cause your boy really feel that. Mary Jane on the back when I hit that. Come through, kick back, like the kickback. Samsung, iPhone, catch contact.
Relax, go ahead. Drop them drugs, bring her up. So girls don't fall. Floating the clouds, yeah, we vibing. You see
I see the video kind of like 70s, 80s, right?
Yeah, I tried to go with that the theme for Fear and Loathing. Oh. Las Vegas. You guys know the movie Fear and Loathing?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I tried to go for that vibe.
That's true. Yeah, everybody's drinking here.
Yeah.
I like this, man.
Thank you. Thank
you. Do you have an at-home studio?
Huh?
Do you have an at-home studio?
I have an at-home... No, I don't have an at-home studio. I have access to studio, though.
Okay,
well.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. He'll have his own as soon as he's as big as some of the others, you know? He'll have his own... Yeah. Oh, it's over.
I plan on doing that. I plan on getting a studio.
Yeah, right.
Some people just have like a little setup and they do their thing on the little setup. So I always like to know what people have going on. Yeah.
I usually go to access to a studio. I have a studio in Van Nuys and I have one in Orange County.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Do you have people that play with you, the music and stuff like that?
Like I have like
regular
producers.
People or that keep on repeating themselves with your songs or is it different?
No, it's just me. That's just
It's just you. All the instruments.
I write everything and I do all the vocals and do everything on it.
Wow. Yeah.
Do you work with the same producers or do you work with different producers?
I try to go with various producers because one producer can articulate your sound, but you don't want to get stuck with somebody articulating the sound because you want different sounds.
For sure. Yeah totally. Yeah. I mean, how many albums have you heard where every song is like the same after the same after the same, you know?
Right. I try to keep it mixed up. I want to be very different, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Hell yeah.
Who produced this one? Do you want to give him a shout out?
Shout out to Eli. Eli produced that. Legendary Beastsmith. Eli produced that track. And he actually was smoking when he made that track. So
Yeah. Well, yeah, you can tell.
I can feel it.
It's got a good vibe to it.
Yeah.
it's a vibrant song. It's about, you know, drinking, smoking, doing pills, whatever makes you feel good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You might want to hit the gym and make you feel good. Just catch that vibe.
In the 70s, we did everything, man. I mean,
right.
Yeah, pills, everything.
Quaaludes.
Yeah.
My dad used to tell me stories about Quaaludes.
Opiates.
Yeah, some of that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, those Quaaludes were like deadly.
Yeah.
They were deadly.
Yeah. I know. I hear they're bringing them back.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm like, if they do,
I don't know.
I got to see what it's all about.
Yeah. I think the first one you'll take will be the last one.
But like, we need to do some human testing on these. I'm like, excuse me. I'm right here. I'll try it.
They featured it in Wolf of Wall Street. I don't know if you saw. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
No, but movie? I heard of that.
Right. So Leonardo DiCaprio takes one or two or three.
That's a lot.
And then he crawls to his car, you know, literally.
You know what? I did see that movie.
Yeah.
So he was taking ludes, because it makes you want to touch and be touched and stuff. But it's also like drinking like maybe 24 cans of beer or something.
Yeah,
least,
like you'll be rubbing your face on the rug like, this feels amazing.
Yeah. But you know, I remember like sex was amazing on it, you know? you couldn't ignore that, you know?
I feel like taking three would be a lot. It's like a horse tranquilizer.
One is a lot.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. What does it do to the heart? Does it enhance the heart or does it decrease?
Probably slows it down.
Slows the heart rate down?
Yeah. Everything I hear, it's almost like being in glue.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like swimming through glue?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the song.
Oh, it'll slow you down for sure then.
Yeah.
Like the song Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd was written about that.
Oh, wow.
Because you feel numb. It makes you feel numb.
Like fuzzy.
Yeah.
I hear it's similar to benzos.
Never done those. Benzoids? So I don't know.
It's similar but stronger.
Oh.
Yeah. And there's not a lot of things stronger than a benzo.
No, but it is a tranquilizer, though, and people don't realize how strong it is, you know?
Yeah.
But here we are romancing the drugs, you know? I mean,
I know. Like, I really do anything but, like, smoke weed and, like, drink wine sometimes. I took, like, one Adderall, like, a month ago just to fold some laundry in my closet. Like, talking like I'm doing all this stuff, but I'm like...
You might take a Vicodin if your muscles start hurting, like, oh.
Yeah,
exactly. Totally. You know?
Yeah.
I like speed, though.
What can you say? People like drugs, you know? I mean, we like to alter our...
At this time right now, you need to do something, because...
Exactly.
Yeah.
The reality is pretty grim.
It's very dark. Even the weather, like, it's
That's
it's
what
very,
I'm saying.
It's very black right now. It's a very... dark situation. Even on my ride here, I was just thinking, right, like,
the gray sky. Huh. Yeah.
It's been raining for like 2 weeks in LA. Like, that already feels like apocalypse.
Then when you go outside, it just feels like nothing. Like, me and my girlfriend was on the freeway yesterday. It was nothing.
There's no vibe in the air at all.
It was no vibe, no nothing. Straight here. Like, no traffic. We don't hit nothing.
Yeah.
Like,
wow. I'm like, this would happen like 5 months after I moved to LA.
Right.
It's like, welcome to LA, you know?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Exactly. She moves and Armageddon happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very on brand.
Yeah.
Definitely strange for sure.
So we have Jason in the studio. Let's play another song, Up and At It. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Now, Up and At It is a different vibe. Up and At It is more of a to get up and get at it. Like, no matter what adversity, what you're going through in your life, we're seeking change. So we want to get up and at it. Like, you're going to work. This is more motivational. You want to get up and get into a vibe, get into a good day, get into a good feel. If you're going to school, you want to get those good grades, you get up and get at it. You know what I mean?
Right,
you
want
to get up and execute. It's about executing and just getting up and at it. Yeah.
Motivational type of thing.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's take listen to that.
Up and at it. Get to your money.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm all about that.
You know what time it is. We up and at it. We up and at it. Chase the pepper. Once we get it, gotta stack it. We up and at it. We up and at it. Chase the bag, run it up, I gotta have it. We up and at it, cause I gotta get to the cake. Poppin' tags, get wop, yeah, that's all I need. Bankroll, say cheese, this ain't a centerfold. Making cake, stack it up, yeah, I'm out the dough. I'm out the dough, rainy days without a raincoat. No excuses, no handouts, I ain't the scapegoat. Sunny days on the way, yeah, I'm thankful. But for now, deposit this into the bank, bro. These bitches out here all the time. Fuck that, got a check on my mind. Niggas out here wasting time. Get it right or get left behind. On my way now, going straight down. People play games, I don't play around. Getting to it, I'ma do it. Ain't no show and tell, but I'm gon' prove it. We up and at it, we up and at it. Chase the pepper, once we get it, gotta stack it. We up and at it, we up and at it. Chase the bag, run it up, I gotta have it. We up and at it, we up and at it. Chase the pepper, once we get it, gotta stack it. Chase the bag, run it up, I gotta have it. Over time on the grind, yeah, it's on my mind. Chase a bag, get a check, sign a dotted line. Backbone, got your back, yeah, I'm on
the spot. You play the instruments here too?
Oh, no, no, no. I didn't do the instruments, no. I just wrote the song. See the time.
Not the fall, but I really live my best life. Afterlife, run it back, get my next life. Too much foul play, you know you get the tech right. Run it up, gotta give.
But you do the melody and the
yeah,
lyrics,
I did the melody,
right?
The harmonies, everything, yes.
Up next, it's my time, gotta get mine. We up and at it, chase the pepper, once we get it, gotta stack it. We up and at it, we up and at it. Chase the bag, run it up, I gotta have it. We up and at it, we up and at it. Chase the pepper, once we get it, gotta stack it. Chase the bag, run it up, I gotta have it.
Very nice, man. I love this, you know.
Yeah,
this
that's like the coffee in the morning kind of song.
Yeah, it gets you up and gets you going for sure.
Yeah, you know, get dancing and
It gets you to your destiny, whatever your destiny is, and even in life, it gets you to your destiny of what you're trying to feel. Yeah, that's right.
It's a really chill song too. Like, you know, sometimes you hear these songs in the background and like you feel yourself kind of like getting annoyed. You're like, what is that? You got to turn it down. Like, that's super chill. Like, I feel like that could just keep going.
You can vibe to it. You can smoke one to it.
Yeah,
definitely.
You can have a nice little drink to it.
Yeah.
Work out to it. It's definitely something catchy in the vibe for sure.
Yeah. Very nice. Well, you got a pretty good future. You know, I mean, you know what you're doing.
Thank you.
Sounds professional and everything.
Thank you.
So that's very nice. What's in the future for you? Are you recording more?
I'm recording more, but actually I want to get together a tour. I want to try to tour, but obviously you guys see we're on a hiatus. That's what I want to do next.
That would be nice,
get together a tour, but under the circumstances, we can't go anywhere right now.
That's true. So you can just stay home and write more songs.
So I'll just write more, build more for my catalog.
Right.
Actually put it out more on Spotify. Spotify, Apple, iTunes, put it out on the major platforms and just sit here and collect check, royalty checks.
Right,
know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Of 15 cents a month. Right? That's whatever, about how much they give you on Spotify.
Whatever you can get on, you know, but yeah. The bigger ones, you know, the bigger ones, they have bigger plateaus where you can get more money. But
yeah, for sure.
Actually, just
and performances too, you know, like live performances, that's where it's
they
at.
Stop that too right now.
Yeah. No, it's all about home market, like YouTube, you can make your own videos and stuff at home, so.
It's pretty much about the branding of YouTube and all that stuff because they're not letting nobody do. I mean, I had more shows. I had things canceled for that. I was supposed to be on another show and it canceled it. So pretty much it's a stop for the entertainment.
Yeah.
Right now.
You got to just use this time, I guess, wisely and just hustle and make as many tunes as you can. The time comes, just.
I'm building song after song. Like I was talking to my girlfriend, like she's on hiatus too because she's in acting. So we go hand in hand and pretty much we have to scratch each other back right now.
Yeah, right. That's same. True. Yeah.
I'm an actor too. So it's like.
I can tell. In a good way.
Yeah, what's that?
I said I can tell in a good way.
Oh, thank you. I'm like, you mean in a bad way?
Yeah, you got it. You definitely got it. I can tell.
Thanks. Sure. I'm trying to make as many TikToks as possible. So.
Oh, yeah, it's all about the TikToks right now.
Yeah, I just got a TikTok a week ago, and I'm like, it's easy to get exposure on there, so I'm like, trying to just make funny videos and make people laugh in these dark times.
Yeah, definitely. We need this. That's a spark right there for sure.
Yeah.
When did you guys meet?
I pursued her at the gym.
Really?
Yeah, I pursued her at the gym. She was a gorgeous woman.
How long ago?
This is maybe like, I want to say about 14 years ago. But really? I wasn't with her for 14 years. I met her 14 years ago.
Oh, relentless. I see.
He was relentless.
Really?
Man.
Wow.
Man.
True love.
It was something about her that caught my interest. And
true love.
She's very a good cool. woman for sure.
Yeah, huh?
You know, because you meet people that's very shallow and people that's in the industry like, oh, you do music? Or are you this? Or are you that? And I want to come into the industry knowing what I want, know what I'm doing. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So I don't want you to... The bad girls that come along with everything else, you know what I mean?
Right. Do you want someone who's going to stay with you and support you?
Yeah, I need to go home and eat some good food, you know?
Exactly.
It's also hard to find guys that are relentless about. I mean, anyone who's relentless about trying to like lock someone down nowadays, because everyone's there's just someone else to swipe away, you know?
Right.
So
he went for it. I mean. Wow. He had more guts than any man I've ever known.
Wow.
Like every day would be at Ghost Gym. Watch me work out.
So it was meant to happen, right? Yeah. I mean, you felt this is the one.
You know, I noticed right now, not to change the subject, but everybody's quarantined, right? You don't got the quarantine babe, you know? So now you're like... Yeah. The quarantine person at home where they're supposed to be with, you're like stuck trying to figure it out. Like, who am I going to call? Man.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm
where I want to be at. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm learning right now. A lot of people actually losing. Like, I'm even looking at phone calls and text messages that people getting like, yeah, you can't make it over today.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
Or definitely bad times for dating and things like that. You know,
I know. I finally got back on a dating scene. There was like two people I was talking to. One I'm still kind of talking to. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, besides, it's like, we're not going to see each other.
Yeah, he's like, what are you up to? I'm like, I'm jumping on a trampoline with a 7-year-old. What are you doing?
Sitting at home.
Man, I'm going to
go. Quarantine.
Yeah.
You're telling me I'm going to hit this bong, Chi Chi Chong, you know?
Yeah, right.
There you go, you know? See a lot of movies and stuff, you know?
Oh, man, I'm enjoying the movies and just everything. Yeah. Like, and you know, gradually, I'm just getting a better connection, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even with life, like, in becoming more appreciative every single day of this, you know, this road.
We really have to be grateful of what we have, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
because people, I mean, honestly, like, the people in our lives, at the end of the day, we can have money, we can have stuff, but it's the people in your life that are really the things that enrich us, you know?
They got to ground you for sure.
Yeah, for sure. It's important who's in your circle.
Yeah. So you're an actress?
Yes.
And what, like movies, TV?
Movies, feature films, television. I'm union, so I do everything, you know, from stand-in to acting to voiceovers to hand doubles, you name it.
Wow, very
and
cool.
And I have classic cars, so a lot of my cars are... work in the industry.
Really?
What kind of car is that? Yeah, I'm a car
girl.
What kind
of car is
I
have. Well, it's unusual for a woman to have like classic cars.
Yeah,
right?
I love a classic car. Yeah.
Matter of fact, in his video.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was her. Yeah. That was her car.
Was that the Nova?
Yeah, the Nova was
hers. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You see, I recognize Novas. They don't have them anymore.
They don't because Nova means no go, and so they took them off the market. I remember that. My sixth grade Spanish teacher taught me that one.
I don't think they named it after that. Let's say
they didn't name it after that. But
after
it
Space
came,
Novas, right?
Well, it came from a different country, so when they brought it here, they were like,
oh, really?
Oh,
no go.
Huh? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but she has a lot of classic cars, like Rambler. She has just different ones. Wow. Chevy's.
I remember Ramblers, too, yeah.
I have a Rambler station wagon.
Really?
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, 56 Lincoln Mark II, wow. 75 Skylark, 74 Caprice. Yeah, I could.
Wow.
I love cars. I work on cars, so.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah, she works on cars.
That's
for
amazing.
Sure.
I love
hands
that.
On. She's on hands on with the cars. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
There you go.
You know, by day you can be your actress, and then you know, you can have to get up and
that's
be
true.
Glammed, and then.
Were you like a tomboy growing up and stuff?
No, I'm so girly. It's
really
terrible. Yes.
Wow. You see, no stereotypes there. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
You just never know.
But my passion is really cars.
Yeah.
Love it.
Really?
Wow. She really works on the cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be in the house and she work on the cars. I don't know what she's doing. Just go ahead and get it done.
He's like in his Snuggie eating popcorn watching a movie.
Yeah, and that's really what goes on for sure. Unless I feel like writing.
He's sitting there writing music.
She's like,
can you bring me my wrench kit? He's like, what's that?
She comes back in with all the grease on her hands.
She does. I don't understand what she's doing. I ain't going to act like I do. I don't know what she's doing, but she get it done. That car gets it going.
Yeah. I'm not that good. My first car was a beater, so I had to learn how to fix some things if I didn't want to empty my pockets, but I'm definitely not as good as you probably.
Well,
so
excuse me. That's how I learned.
Yeah.
You get a beater and then you don't get beat.
Yeah.
Yes.
The men will try to beat you out of money or something else.
Wow. Oh yeah.
Oh, okay. You don't have any money? Guess what? Nah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, and then you get it back from having something repaired and something else. Suddenly, like, there's, like, a belt that's squeaking.
Right, so they try to trample over you. They do do that. They try to add on, like, oh, well, you know what? Now this is missing. No, that's what hurting. That, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm too smart for that.
You're never making in this business.
Too much about cars.
Yeah, I know.
They actually hate seeing me come because... I can listen to a car and tell you what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
She's really talented with the cars for sure.
Yeah.
That's why she's in that and I'm in this. And I know the music and she don't do that. But she's a great actress too.
So you've done the restoration on the cars and everything?
Yes. Yes. From start to finish, especially with the Nova. From start to finish, from the color to interior, engine, everything.
Wow.
And do you drive them around, the cars, or are they just for show?
No, it's like $40,000 put into that car. Or
You better
had
drive
a 64 it. No, 64 T-Bird, same thing.
Oh.
But I can look at movies for the last 30 years and I can see my cars in the movies. Yeah, because I'm union, so the car works. You get a base pay for your car.
Uh-huh.
And then as an actress, I work along with it, and the good thing with cars, and this is how I learned in California, we have ethnicity. Let's say it's a 60s movie. I'm not really going to be able to work on a 60s movie, per se, because it was segregated.
Sure. Ah.
So a car will get me on a movie because the car is what they need. But as a union actress, I can come along with the car and just either do background, stand in. But during like a hiatus times, or if I'm not working on an actual movie doing background, the cars work and you can easily have a $900 to $1,000 day.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And so that's how I learned in the industry to do many things.
Many things, right.
You really rig the system.
Yeah, you have to.
That's great.
Nepotism is real, so sometimes...
It sure is. It sure is.
You could work on a movie, and their whole family's on there, and you're like, and why are you here? Okay, I know who family you belong to. So that kind of thing. So as far as cars, which is my passion, allows me to work a film that's out, just came out. I was on it for 7 months straight with my cars.
Wow.
Yeah, every day for 7 months. And
good payday right there.
Good yeah. payday.
Amazing.
And you know, we shut down.
Yeah,
Like our, it's shut down now.
Right.
We were shooting a movie in Compton.
Yeah.
And we were scheduled to go for a month.
They called us and
stopped it. So you learn other things in California. So as an actress, voiceover, you have to have a different hustle.
Sure.
So whether it's real estate, I have certificates and everything.
Sure. You have to.
Real estate. So you have to learn to have a hustle.
That's what California's about, yeah, hustling, for sure.
It really is. Yeah. Like, he does many things. He's a good man, too. But he does many things. But this is his passion.
Right.
Completely. Sure. Every day, he's working on his music.
Very cool.
Unless you have that steady 9-to-5, I feel like the hustle's necessary.
Yeah, I couldn't do the 9-to-5. I've been successful.
Yeah,
so many years without it. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Many, many
creative
years
people can't do it. You know,
I'm an Aquarius. I'm very creative.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
When's your birthday?
February 12th.
Okay, my best friend's an Aquarius.
Very cool.
You love her?
Him.
Him? Okay. But they're very passionate people.
Yeah,
very,
I know. He's Italian.
I'm
he's
half a Italian.
He's a Jersey Italian boy.
She's half Italian.
I'm West African and Sicilian. So
there you go.
Very passionate.
Yeah.
They either love you or they don't.
Yup, and you know it.
And you know
and
it.
And you know exactly how they feel all the time.
Yeah, I know how she feels all the time, for sure.
We're going to let you know.
You never make it, Jack.
Yeah. And I'm a Gemini, so I'm like, I'm confused myself. So.
God bless you. My kid is a Gemini. May 31st.
June 15th.
Jeez.
But you're good people.
Yeah.
And we just have to know which person you are to even know.
And I'll tell you. I'll tell you too. I'll be like, it's a not day. I'm pretty level though. I'm pretty level.
No, it'd be on your face though.
Yeah.
Like as soon as we see you, we know.
But I have resting bitch face, so everyone thinks I'm automatically mad. Everyone's like, "What's wrong with you?" And I'm like, "Nothing. I'm thinking about lunch."
Exactly.
Why are you in my space?
Yeah, like, yeah, totally.
What's wrong with you? I'm thinking about lunch.
Well, folks, we're totally out of time. Jason, thank you so much.
Thanks for coming.
I really appreciate you guys.
Tell people where they can find more about you.
You guys can find me on you guys can find me on Instagram, Jason2017, Facebook, Jason Willis, WILIS. I have my website, Jason Music, JSUNN music.com.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. And how about you? If people want to use your cars or anything, no? Okay, never mind.
Follow me for her cars.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you both for joining us this
morning.
Thank
you. It's been awesome. Thanks for braving the storm.
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Weather the storm. I hope we'll all emerge on the other side a little more, maybe a little more mature. I don't know.
Mature, whatever. Able to like survive without whatever we think we need.
I think we with each other we can survive. Actually, I mean, if I don't have it, you got it. If you don't have it,
that's
then I have
true.
It. I mean,
it's about togetherness.
Yeah. I mean, the culture wise too, as well. Right. Like everybody, it should be a big culture clash.
Right. I hope it
maybe
really changes
help.
It up.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what we spark. You know,
level the playing field.
For sure. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Jen, thank you.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
I love it.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.